gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Commentarians, what up? We are back. It's 2020 plus one or 2021, depending on who you are and what you got cracking. We in this thing. What's happening? What's happening? We got Negro spirituals going on over there.
2021 Negro spiritual.
Negro spiritual.
I get weary. And sick of trying. I feel like this in 2021 already. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying.
It's December 42nd today, 2021. It's December 42nd.
We can't get Harlem December to laugh. This is a bad day. She's trying not to laugh.
She's going through it today. What's happening?
Y'all are crazy. Like, something's really wrong with y'all.
2021.
I was trying to record without having a guest sitting on my lap.
Special guest. What's his guest name?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. We got a special guest.
T Money.
Young Six.
Young Six. Yeah. Young Six in the building. We tried.
We did.
Spider-Man headphones watching.
Fellas, y'all got to do better when it comes to y'all sons and daughters. Y'all just do.
Man, come get y'all kids.
Got to do better.
Yeah, just come get your children. It's fine.
Yo, a lot has happened over the since we last recorded. A lot has happened. It's only been a week.
Yeah.
Oh man, Young Six. Yes, sir.
Excuse us for a second. Yeah, we'll be right back. Yeah.
We gonna Shy, how you doing, brother?
I am good, man. I'm as good as a person can be.
Okay. Okay.
In the first week of, well, this is second week.
Second week. Yeah.
And it feels like, what'd you say? December 42nd? What'd you say?
December 42nd, 2020.
2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize that a lot of people weren't optimistic. You know how like a new year, new me. Everybody was kind of like, man, I'm going to go ahead and see what happened next week before I go ahead and even start trying to talk that kind of shit. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I think that I don't know. I got fussed at in one of the I don't know if it was my post or somebody else, but somebody had posted. I don't even remember who it was. Yes, I do. Shout out. You know what? Shout out to Dominique. I'm gonna shout out Dominique. Out of LA, STL, LA. By the way, STL. She had posted in her story that. Basically, like, you know, 2021 is going to be the best year and set yourself
up. Oh, she did say that?
Yeah. So, okay. Me jokingly, I said, hey, let's not get too cocky here yet.
Right.
And she hit me back like, 2020 was the best year I've ever had. And I was like, whoa, slow down. Yeah. Jokes. Yeah. Calm down. Right. Calm down.
Right. Oh, she got emotional.
Yeah. So then she hit me back.
I knew you win.
And she was like, be blessed.
Yeah, that's such the most like polite churchy write off.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
In all that you do.
Dominique, if you're listening, big shouts out. Big shouts out here. Let me find your podcast real quick and see. She has a podcast too with the homie Tahir.
Boy, that's the homie.
Yeah, shout out Tahir.
Tahir doing big things.
He is. It's the Whiskey Soured podcast.
The Whiskey Soured podcast.
Whiskey Soured podcast.
That sounds like something Tahir would be on. I can see that. That's my guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Dominique. St. Angeles is her name. St. Angeles.
What up to St. Angeles? I don't know if I know her. I know.
Oh, here you go. Right. Hey.
Let me see this as we look live to see if we know some. Oh.
Yeah.
I ain't expect to see all that, but shout out to the sister. You know what I'm saying? She doing it big. She fly with it. Dame, we see you, Dame.
Big shout out. I don't know if Tahir is like a special featured guest or he's actually a co-host. I'm not sure, but the Whiskey Soured podcast. There, you heard it first.
Right
here. We are back at Kazi Society. Y'all know where we be. Kazi Society.
Right.
Right here in downtown St. Louis. Make sure you check it out. If you are in the St. Louis area or metro area or region and you're looking for a space to get your podcast on, hit us up at Kazi Society. I said us like it's me too. I mean, it is a little bit kind of sort, I guess.
So you work here?
I do. I work. I was on the schedule last week. Remember?
You were.
I was.
You were.
I was
on the schedule.
Wow. Yeah. I was on. Yo.
This the mommy episode.
This is. Hey, I'm not even mad. Fellas, y'all heard what I just told y'all. Go pick up your kids, dog.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. You only get one. They're going to totally hate this show. So anyway, where are we going with this?
I was trying to wait on B to get back, but, you know, we were stalling out, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, people like, man, what the hell are they talking about? They take forever to get to the subject today.
That's why we drop views on watching them. We don't watch them no more because they don't talk about that one dude.
We was trying to wait to get Harlem back in. So how are you? Tell us how you doing.
I'm good. You know, mommy duty. The shit never ends. And yeah.
Shout out to all the moms.
I was just going to say shout out to moms because
single
or other or with a partner is always like, it doesn't matter if the dad is right there in the house, the child is going to skip over dad and go straight to mom. So
I'm going to let you have that because I disagree, but I'm going to let
I
you
totally disagree.
Have that. Yeah, okay.
No,
my son stayed on my chest.
Oh my God. That he didn't have a choice.
You know, they don't make no songs about daddies. It's just mamas.
Beyonce has a song called Daddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do make songs about daddies. But
Papa was a Roman star.
But I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you, though.
Well, if you think about it, think about who's making the song. It's bitter maybe folks. The woman. Here we go.
I'm messing with you.
Because I was finna get you.
I'll get you back.
We have to stop calling our children's mothers bitter.
I just said bitter people. It could have been a bitter man.
We are tired.
It could have been a bitter man.
Sometimes we are tired.
You know how many deadbeat mamas I know?
There are a lot of deadbeat mothers.
A lot.
Jeez. I will not argue with you there.
The GDOs, the grandma drop-offers.
Well, you know, a lot of deadbeat mothers raise deadbeat sons, so.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, see, I'm not going to get on. I'm not touching this one,
it
child.
It started with deadbeat dick. This is the cycle of life.
This is real. This is real. We need to have an episode on Deadbeat Dick, bro.
We definitely pause, do.
But I feel you though. We're gonna get
pause. We should. we definitely should have an episode.
We got Harlem to laugh. We're gonna have a good show because she was
definitely did.
I'm loving the hat.
Thank you.
Me too.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Hella black. What did it say? Hella black. Hella bougie. Hella interrupted. That's my line.
Okay.
That's dope.
That's my merchandise.
I need a shirt.
The hella black, hella bougie.
I need to holler at you about
merchandise.
Your shirt.
Okay.
There's a pin right behind you too on the wall of Kazi Society that says hella black, hella bougie.
Hold on. All right. Fuck that. This is the five heartbeats story with us. Because I'm recognizing out of the three of us, one of us is making hella moves while the rest of us are just hella here.
Yeah, she
she's gonna go sing with Flash.
Am I not allowed to brand myself outside of commentary?
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
I'm just saying,
Flash.
Listen, I think we had this conversation in our text thread the other day, and it is quite evident that I am the Bobby Brown of the group.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
I kind of come and go, you know, do what I want to do a little bit, go off on my own and then come back. So it balances out as long as I'm, don't y'all try to Eddie Kane me though.
Flash.
Don't y'all try to Eddie Kane me.
You can't get it because you ain't got it.
No, shout out to B for real. She is doing her thing. Yeah. The interrupted black.
I tried to get a job with it behind your back, AI, just to be honest.
So I was having this conversation before we went on air. Because you all know I talked about, you know, doing my own podcast and I have yet to actually do it. But I have remapped out my strategy and I'm going to take it in a little bit of a different direction.
Okay.
I'm really actually going to allow listeners and viewers, because we're going to video record it as well.
Nice.
Onto a very personal journey of finding out who I truly am as far as like who my real father is. So I'm going to do the DNA ancestry.
Okay.
And do a little bit of research into my background, which is, You know, the story is very intricate. So that's the direction that I'm going to take the podcast in to start. So it's still telling my story without tarnishing the reputations of others.
Okay.
Yeah. No matter what I say about her behind her back, she dope.
That's dope.
No, on a serious tip, we want to bravo. We don't have sound effects yet, SOLC, so let's work on that.
I think I can find some of those.
There are some sound effects on this board, but I don't want you to just go around pushing stuff.
You got to hit the E40 sound effect.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, you're definitely doing your thing.
Efeezy Fonzarelli's back. So he did send the champagne to our friends over at I Only Listen to 90s Music Podcast.
Hopefully we can get a bottle. They had a whole case.
Yeah, we just saw that.
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, straight out of the location.
When I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I definitely do it, boy.
There you go. SOLC Network. So
I don't be lying to you bitches.
Earl Stevens came through. Hey, big shout out to E40, man. Really big shout out.
And he one of my top 10 favorite rappers.
Again, you told us this, and then you did the voice like all last episode. I'm not even being funny. It was just funny to me.
I was doing that to get a bottle. I see that didn't work.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work.
We're going to have to hit him on Twitter.
Yeah, right. That's it.
We got to hit him on Twitter.
E40, can we get one of those bottles?
There we go. Hey.
For shizzle.
Look, I'm one of the few people that like the movie Three Strikes, so you need to hook me up, Efeezy.
Oh, my God.
So, y'all remember Three Strikes?
I do. Right. With Brian Rooks or Books or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the joint.
The movie was based around the one song by the Eastsiders. It seemed like they played that song, and it was dope, too. Gangsta up.
It was like Bad Boys 2. They only played Tail Feather the whole movie.
Yeah.
I know that boy Coco got paid off that, bro.
Man, that's what he
is. So we're gonna shift gears. Look, B is back and she's fully engaged now.
I'm ready. I got eyes on him. So
we was talking around. We was waiting on you to get back.
And I see the crevice.
So Maya Panceto, also AKA she's been infamously known now as Soho Karen. She, if you're not familiar, in the Christmas Eve, I think it was. She attacked a 14-year-old black teenager, son of Keon Harrell, the trumpeter in the industry.
Wow.
She was not a guest at the hotel at the time,
and
the phone was later recovered. It's been alleged that the phone was left in an Uber and returned by the Uber driver to the hotel. Again, this is all allegation at this point in time.
So wait, plot twist. Because I didn't know that she wasn't a guest.
She had been a guest at the hotel 2 to 3 days prior to the incident.
So she was supposed to have been gone.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like white privilege to me.
Well, it looked like she was also like on something or like not she really all lost the way phone. There.
I think she's just a spoiled brat.
I would agree with that. Yeah. There was a lot of, I did get a sense of entitlement from her and how she was speaking to that young man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
She even tackled him.
She did tackle him on camera.
She did. She did. They had the whole thing like on camera. So you have like the cell phone footage.
Right.
And then you also have the actual hotel footage.
Mm-hmm.
And on the hotel footage, she attacked, like literally physically, like. Rushed.
Well, you know, never believe what you see. If he's black, I mean, we see it, but it didn't happen. Did it really?
Let me tell you something.
Camera footage.
The way that she was talking to them
mm-hmm.
and from the hotel staff, like kind of believing, like not, he was like, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to investigate. No, he said he don't have her phone.
Right.
Yeah, he was out of line.
Yeah. Everybody in that situation, I don't think it was handled properly.
Right.
You know, she should have got her ass knocked out. I don't condone violence of men towards women, but she probably should have got smacked.
I mean, there are certain instincts that kick in when you're a parent as well. Pardon me. But when you're a parent, there are certain instincts. I mean, think about it. Like, we're humans and we're one of the most complex, you know, beings on this earth.
Right.
But think about it from purely an animal instinct type deal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
that's right.
Some of that stuff goes out the window when you know, that fight or flight and all that kicks in.
Right.
It's survival at that point. And not necessarily that was a situation of survival, but it was more so of safety and protection. So that those things come in. I mean, as a parent, I mean, I commend Mr. Harold for that. You know, like he I don't know. I know it's been said that it did get, you know, a little physical there. But I mean, I don't know the laws of New York or whatever, but I do know that no matter where you stand, you're able to defend yourself. Like that's a law. You can defend yourself now.
Right.
It varies on how you can do that state to state, but you can defend yourself. You don't have to stand there and get pounded on or watch your child get pounded on or pounced on or whatever the case may be. I think that, like you said, there was a sense of privilege. There was definitely a lot of arrogance.
Oh, yeah. That was evident in the clips that they showed of her interview with Gayle King.
Yeah, yeah.
Her privilege and her arrogance, for sure. I mean, she gave Gayle the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She put her hand up and was like, that's enough. Like, who you talk like? I was, ooh.
Then she tried to de-adult herself by saying, I'm a 22-year-old girl. I didn't spit at you. My bad. I need some water.
Yeah, no, you're a woman. You're an adult. You're 22. Yeah. You can legally drink. You can gamble. You can buy cigarettes.
Right.
You're an adult. You're an adult. So definitely that was a spoiled rich girl behavior.
Sounds like white privilege.
Yeah, I mean, but that's really a thing, unfortunately, the dehumanizing of you know, black people, period, people of color.
Yeah.
Brown, whatever you I've said in 2021 I'm going to refer to us as black and brown because people of color just does not specify us.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I think, you know, Tamir Rice is the perfect example of you know, we're saying, how old was he when that happened? 13?
12. Yeah.
Like, the 13-year-old man, like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll throw those words in a sense.
Wait a minute.
For sure.
13-year-old man, but then I'm just a 22-year-old adult girl.
Like,
adult girl.
Well, you know, we know about white privilege. I saw a post the other day of the Cal Rittenhouse kid.
Yeah, yeah.
In a bar ordering beer. And he's what, 17?
He's from Joliet, Illinois. Have you been to Joliet?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty. I expect that from them.
But it's like, he's not a man.
No, he's not.
He's a boy.
With an AK or AR. AR.
Because didn't he shoot somebody?
He shot three people.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay.
Got some bodies on
And he's free.
Yeah, well, you know, he's free because of his GoFundMe that they set up.
He's on bond.
So they gave him
He's
that
on
bail.
Bond, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And he's in
He
the
raised
bar.
Like millions of dollars.
That's what's up. That's white privilege.
That's not what's up, but you know.
I mean, for
no,
for
we
them,
know what you mean.
We,
by
you know,
that.
Yeah. That's privilege for
that's
me.
Definitely
that's privilege.
And a sign of the times. I mean, a sign of what the situation is. Hey, we back that type of behavior.
Well, speaking of backing behavior, I'm just gonna be quiet. Everybody, be quiet right now. Let's be quiet. Y'all hear that?
That's them breaking into the Capitol.
That's no, somebody. They were breaking into the Capitol. The police moved to the side and they gave him a key.
That's somebody getting into the Capitol building. This past week, was it January 6th?
Wait a minute. Let's be very clear that Kazi is more secure than the Capitol.
Kazi is far more secure than the Capitol.
The deodorant and laundry, fucking laundry detergent section at Walgreens on Lindell.
Is more secure. For sure.
The condoms at Walgreens are more secure than the Capitol, bro.
So is the alcohol.
The alcohol, yes. The Kettle One is more secure
damn.
In Walgreens than the state Capitol.
I think you can get that away.
The Kettle One kind of expensive, bro.
I don't know, boy. I mean, I ain't saying it's not expensive, but I'm just saying I don't never.
You don't indulge. I got some Kettle One at the crib, bro. Stop by anytime. Okay, I got you.
We put one up. Giving that shit away for free, but I rock with you.
Smirnoff, they giving away Smirnoff for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe I haven't confused with Smirnoff.
Yeah, Smirnoff is.
Those are two companies we will never have a sponsorship by here at Commentary.
I drink Kettle One, so Kettle One send me some bottles. Okay, they're not. Kettle One is actually a Diageo company. I used to work for Diageo a long time ago when I was selling liquor. So yeah, Kettle One's a Diageo. No, or wait, it may not be Ciroc. I have to go back and look. It's been a while. I know Ciroc is for sure, but I don't drink Ciroc. But Diddy, send me them bottles so I can get back on that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Ciroc is more secure
than the Capitol.
Than the Capitol.
Peppermint schnapps.
Yo.
More secure.
So, if I mean, we're not even going to explain what happened. At this point, the entire world knows what happened on January 6th, 2021.
Right.
Pardon me. So that actually would have been what, December 37th?
Mm-hmm. 2020. About December 37th. Yep.
That would have been December 37th, mm-hmm. 2021. Okay. So yeah. So on December 37th, 2021, it all hell broke loose. I can't even articulate real thoughts because first off, black people, we know this is not our fight.
Right.
We know this
at all.
This ain't got nothing to do with us at all.
We're quiet.
We just watching. We watching the damn show. Mm-hmm. This is. How you feeling, child? Like,
it was an episode of Hee Haw.
It was a.
I would say Mama's Family, but I love Mama's Family, so it was a fucking episode of Hee Haw just taking place, man.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I think all of us have been to DC before.
Chocolate City.
And when it comes to the Capitol building.
Clarify. What's the difference between Capitol and Capital?
I'm going to say an A.
One letter.
The A. But I'm going to say that, they just seem to pull off the impossible, the allowed impossible. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was never impossible, but yeah, we.
I feel you. I'm with you on that. I'm with you. It never was impossible, but it's even more possible when somebody, hey, you can dunk. You could be 5 feet tall and dunk if you had a ladder.
Was Nate Robinson can dunk. He's only 5'9".
Yeah, we got a person, 5'2", I'll say that.
Okay.
How tall was Spud Webb?
I don't know. Let's check.
He could dunk.
Let's see here. Spud Webb height.
As we just veer off to other things other than the topic.
We're keeping it real light. He's 5'7". Webb's 5'7".
Yeah.
I didn't know Isaiah Thomas is only 5'9". See, this is the stuff you get into. This is how you get in those rabbit holes on YouTube and on Google.
How tall was Muggsy Bowes?
I think he was on 5'3" or 5'.
That's what I'm saying. He's tiny.
Did he dunk, though?
Nah. I don't think Muggsy ever dunked. Let's see. Here we go. So Muggsy was 5'3".
Okay.
See? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I wonder, does Muggsy like tall women? That's a good question. I don't know.
He's a tiny tot. He's my height.
Yeah, it happens.
Do people who benefit from white privilege like to be at the front of the line when they show up late?
Yeah.
We never show up late.
Listen, let me tell you something. Them people showed up to break into the Capitol wearing flip-flops and socks.
During office hours?
They had on sandals and socks.
Yeah. Some, yeah.
They knew, nothing was really going to happen. That was the problem. There is video of one state rep or whatever he was. He opened the damn door.
Right.
He opened the side door.
Like, come on. Well, that is kind of some nigga shit, though. Like, if you think about it, at the club, y'all be doing it.
Well, first, now that is true. But he was on the right. Mm-hmm. Not the left.
Right.
So it's, it's like, was this coup really random?
No.
Exactly. No. So I look at it as, I think Malcolm X said it best.
All right.
It's the chickens coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm. You know, Malcolm got suspended from the nation for that.
I know he did. He got silenced for 90 days. But that's because they were allies with the person that he was talking about.
Absolutely.
There you go.
They didn't want the smoke.
Yeah, they didn't want that smoke. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think that is a very, very good piece of history to remind, this country of. These are the chickens coming home to roost.
Right.
And what we not going to do is defend any of that. We're going to sit back. We're going to mind our business.
Right.
Drink our water.
Right.
And leave it to them.
Yeah.
Let y'all do y'all thing.
I meant to tell y'all niggas. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
Hey, Sean is in rare form today, baby. Hey, look. See, y'all thought he was all spiritual and stuff.
I don't think I've ever heard him use the term in that way.
Dashikis and cocoa butter during Kwanzaa. That's what
tell us, Shy.
I should have caught that on camera.
Bruh.
But y'all made me forget what I was going to say because y'all sitting up here.
I bad.
He called us niggas.
He definitely
clowned. It'll come back to me.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry, bro.
But it was something based off of what she just said that I was like, and I'm sorry.
The chickens coming home and Malcolm X and he was with, they were allies. The nation was allies with.
I had to come back to it.
And I'm not going to.
I remember. You know, look, I'm 43. I'm a little old, you know. So, I got flagged on Facebook. Me! Now, I used to stay in Facebook jail back in my, you know what I'm saying, hotep hustling days. But somebody put up a joke. Shout out to my main man, Jovine Bibbs, one of the greatest comedians ever to walk this
earth. Me and Jovine grew up together. Did you know that?
I ain't know that.
Yeah, like our houses are like a couple blocks from each other.
Oh, that's what's up. He funny as hell. And he can draw and rap at the same time. Yeah. So, but he put on his page, I think it was his page where they were talking about the one brother who was, everybody was saying he was the one cat off of Power and all this Kane. Other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Kane. All I said was, it was either on Jovine page or somebody's page. I just said, man, maybe the brother just got off of work and he walked in the room and was like, what the hell is going on? And then I said, I'm trying to get this fool some kind of credit for being there. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody hit you?
I got flagged.
Did you see what he had on? He nigga wasn't just getting off work. He didn't work there. He didn't belong there.
What if he niggas be wearing bubble vests to work?
At the Capitol? Where do he work at? In the mail room?
Mozzarella sticks.
Does he work in the
cafeteria? Mail room?
Mail room?
He might have been a custodian.
Or you know, going to pick up his check?
Yeah, I got to cut this shit out.
I think, what if he infiltrated them? Like, they infiltrate all of our organizations.
Did he infiltrate?
We don't know. I mean,
I think that photo provided a lot of comic relief for black people because he literally did look like Kane from Power Book 2 Ghost. Like, it was like, boy, where is Monet? She really about to get you because he did look like.
And he was just standing there.
He didn't want to be there.
No, right. He wasn't supposed to. Maybe he just walked in off the street on some trying to see what was
I think
going
so.
On.
Like
that's what that looked like.
I'm going to tell my partners I was in the Capitol building.
Is that where we could have went to go, you know, to give me my STEMI movement? Shout out to Black Dot.
I think, in all honesty, outside, even with the STEMI, I think January 6th taught black people a lot. Well, I can't say taught, but it showed us
right
a lot. And I don't mean in a negative sense. I think that there are a lot of lessons we can take away from January 6th.
Right.
Like, I legit think that there is a lot of lessons. Now, I'm not going to get into the why, how, who, what wins because I'm not going to do that. But I'm telling y'all that there are some lessons that need to be taken away from that. I'm telling y'all, there's some lessons.
Can we get one? Can we get one, AI? Can we get
one
without
lesson?
Without going too far.
Allegation. See what I did there? Did I do it? Allegation.
Let me make this eloquent.
Do you know how to make something eloquent?
What?
I don't even know what that word means.
Yeah, see, I used to have game back in the day. You have my old work, dog. You know I let them. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, you so metamucil as I stare into
your
diaphragmic eyes. Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to think how to word this, man, because I think that a big lesson that is learned that when you pissed off, you take action.
That's true.
And I think that's as eloquent as I can put it.
We're not gonna take it.
And I'm gonna leave the word. I said action. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
Because we know the action we have taken, and I'm just gonna leave it. But these people, I'm not going front with y'all. I applaud these motherfuckers, man. And I rarely talk like that on here.
We can say motherfucker on this show?
But this is why I say I rarely talk like that on here, man. Like,
what
I
all bad
them.
Words can we say on this show?
We
have used just about every word that we probably, that should fall into censorship. If we were on radio,
okay,
we would be bleep, 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 yeah. bleep, bleep okay. all throughout.
Damn.
Episodes. Okay. Are they? There go Duck Dynasty trying to break into the Capitol.
Yo.
Yeah.
But I I really
applaud. And you see, we are again more secure.
This show gonna be super edited. Ain't
we
it?
Are more secure than the Capitol in this little room right here.
They did just try to get in here while we.
Somebody definitely tried to just break in here.
No, but listen, I applaud these individuals because, like, they stood on what they believe. Like, they stood on it. And they acted like
ashy white people.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Can you bleep that out, Dirk?
We gotta bleep out ashy white people.
You're gonna be the Charlemagne on this episode.
Yeah. Ashy black people. I'm ashy now.
Mayonnaise.
What we saw was
mayonnaise.
We saw a temper tantrum.
We did.
We watched a temper tantrum.
Right.
Which is what they protested in whatever they did. Because they didn't get their way.
You know what?
So they threw a temper tantrum like a child would do. And that alone is what separates them from us. We don't throw temper tantrums because we don't get our way. We protest and we do so peacefully for other reasons.
Yeah, just to survive.
To make a point.
Just to live.
Yeah. For those who cannot speak for themselves. Right. Not because, oh my God, I didn't get any more fruit snacks, Mom. Like, oh my God. Like,
you've got that purple stuff. And
yeah,
get the fuck.
Grow up. And you know what?
Black person's life, purple stuff in a refrigerator.
I will say this, though.
You drink grape drink?
The Simpsons were very accurate. They just missed the day.
Yeah, the guy.
That's
the
it.
Oh, and you saw the one dude looking like the dude who was at the place?
I did.
It was like a Peter Pan outfit or something. I don't know. He was like a little
It was a lot of characters in there. But it was definitely.
I saw a gang of Sideshow Bob looking motherfucker.
It was definitely the one sitting in Pelosi's chair in her office.
Yeah, he's been captured.
Yep.
Did you hear about the one dude who was with the shits with all of that? And then he was like, don't arrest me. I've got a black girlfriend. Y'all ain't heard about that?
I did not.
Oh, look that shit up. That's hilarious.
I don't know.
You're going to jail now.
But you know, the most disheartening thing for me was watching the black Capitol cop run from that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it lets us know that officers of the law are not always told to shoot with the intent to kill. If you can get yourself out of that situation.
If you're white? Oh, if you can get yourself out of that situation.
He was black.
No, I'm saying like you don't shoot the whites with the intent to kill.
I don't know. He didn't pull his gun at all. He threw the baton and ran.
Yeah, I think that
which was pretty that was probably what angered me the most.
I mean, these are going to be all assumptions.
Why are you making faces? That's
he fucking threw his baton and ran. threw the baton.
These are going to be assumptions. Okay. I'm going to give you all assumptions. These are assumptions on my behalf. These are my assumptions, okay? One is going to be that he knew that he was outgunned. We know that them people were strapped up. We don't know how many, but we know that it was some straps. We know it was some straps.
Yeah.
Two, he may have had higher orders like, hey, we not busting at these people.
Did he kind of favor Carl Winslow?
No,
he wasn't
chubby or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't chubby.
So he just threw the joint to try to hit somebody and run.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. But he did. They did chase him up like three flights of steps.
But here's the thing. I ain't mad at him to a certain degree. Because black people, if me, you, all three of us chilling, we see a bunch of brothers and sisters start running.
We gonna run.
We run.
Yeah.
We out. So maybe that instinct kicked in a little bit. I'm assuming I didn't see how this shit happened.
I just want to say,
I'm trying to give Bibby some credit.
That the police, there's more police presence and action at city versus county games in St. Louis.
Indeed.
Okay. City versus county games in St. Louis. We have to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Did y'all see the interview? I think she was more so doing a press conference, the mayor. And she was like, they have orders that if anyone is seen here, they will be removed from the premises, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And the reporter was like, removed by who? When I say Mayor Bowser got real black real quick, she had pulled her mask down and was like, the police. And like her facial expressions was that of like a black mother, like, you heard what the fuck I said.
You heard
stop,
what I said.
Stop playing in my face.
Harlem, I don't know what was going on with this. Apparently, it was some sisters who had them hands in the middle of that crowd. I saw something where I guess.
Oh, yeah. I think she was like a security guard or something like that.
Oh, and that makes sense.
I think the lady reached over to like try to hit her.
Yeah.
She rocked her shit.
Oh, boy.
She did.
With
she
precision.
Did. But then a man came.
Grabbed her.
And he tried to hit her.
Oh, I didn't
He tried to sneak her.
Okay.
Dang.
She dodged it.
He clipped her just like
rope-a-dope.
A little tad. But, you know, like I said.
But that, somebody that like grabbed her and took her to the police, I guess, to get out of the way or something.
I don't know.
The that way was, it looked.
I just
know.
Feel like that wasn't our, that's not our yeah. fight.
When somebody hit you, that's your fight, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
But no, I see what you're saying. Like, why are you even in the midst of all of that?
I mean, she was doing her job.
She was on duty.
She was a security guard.
Okay. Because from somewhere, the video, it looked like she was just chilling.
But again, too, we have to be mindful of what we look at.
Yeah.
Because when stuff like that happens, mm-hmm. old clips mm-hmm. tend to resurface.
Okay.
So there's like a clip of some individuals in red shirts who appear to be disabled of some sort
mm-hmm.
that they were kind of showing. And it had, and people, so people were making very disgusting and disturbing jokes about mm-hmm. these handicapped individuals.
Gotcha.
That they weren't at the Capitol at this point in time.
So some people were trying to be funny.
They were there some years ago protesting for like Medicaid or Medicare or something right. like that. So it's like, we just have to be, that could very well be, have been a clip from something else, but mm-hmm. people just like to pull up old shit. So
happens all the time.
It does. Especially right. from Twitter. Like, you can go back and find anything on Twitter.
Well, the clip I saw, her right was magnificent.
She rocked that lady's
bing,
shit.
Bing, bing.
She definitely did.
Right.
Why do black people do it? Bing, bing.
Bing, bing. Right. Teed off on it.
Bah, 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 what happened, man? He stole on bink bink.
What is a bink bink?
Right. Bink bink.
What is that?
That's the sound of the punch.
Or did people used to go? Did they
is
used
that
to do
what
this
it AI? Sound like?
Bink bink.
They used to go boom. You ain't never heard nobody do that.
You know what?
Boom.
I don't think I heard boom. I've heard some. I don't know. I've heard some funny sounds.
But bink bink by
bing,
far.
Bing.
I heard people lying about gunshots. I'm just like, yo, that gun didn't sound like that.
I'm going to say, boosh.
Now, you know damn well.
I got a super soaker in here. Boosh.
That's day one right there. Like, that is day one.
It's always they ops had the weak shit. You know what I'm saying?
It was, they was like,
they had
pop,
that
pop,
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 my girl. My shit was,
the fuck?
Boosh. Fuck out of here, boy.
All y'all shit sound like pew 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 pew
right.
pew
pew pew.
It's someone I know, some little cats I heard that got some boosh. Like, and I'm talking about little cats that can't even legally buy them things. They out here right. with the boosh.
They got the boosh.
Y'all
got
to chill.
Where,
little
do, where do you buy boosh? Where do you buy those?
The one shot fallout. That
yeah, where?
Hey, yo.
I could say it, but we're not going to say that on this show.
Yeah, we don't.
Boosh. Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
Hey,
for legal purposes, this
do they
is
buy
all alleged.
Do they buy them or do they find them?
This is alleged.
There you go.
This is all alleged.
Do y'all know something I want to touch? Like, this just struck me right now since we're talking about boosh. Like, four women have been killed by their lovers or whatever over the past, like, two or three weeks in St. Louis. There was just a young lady that got killed by Tower Grove Park like last week, I think. She was only 20.
21. I 21. Think I saw. Oh, maybe that was the one.
So the guy is like 53, 54, and they had a little situation going on. The young lady was killed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then her guy ended up killing himself
he
in
did.
A standoff.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was like one more like prior to that, like in between those two where... They're trying to get in the Capitol, guys. They're trying to get in the Capitol.
And that's Capital One.
Capital One. It's your Capital One card. Also, it's about to go down.
Go down.
We'll be back.
Didn't I tell your mother? I ain't playing with your man.
When we running the rumble. No, we're going to wait on B to get back. We're not wait long, but man, like, what the hell? You know, I saw a post on Facebook from a young lady. I don't know this young lady. It was just happened to be a public post that popped out. But I guess her guy, like, was taking care of her phone or had her phone plan or whatever. So they were going through a situation in which they broke up. So he, like, turned off her iPhone and then started Messenger because she blocked him. So he started messaging her through the Find My Phone app, saying, like, yo, if I can't have you, ain't nobody gonna have you. You gonna be my wife, da 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 da. And, like, the tone of the post from her was, like, it was really mild. Like, she was like, can y'all come get him? Like, she was laughing, LOLs and all that. Now, granted, I don't know if this is a real situation. I guess this may not be a real situation, but I'm going to take it as it is. But, like, those are the men that go on to do this type of stuff, man. And, like, you cannot take that lightly. Like, I had a former colleague that was murdered by an ex-lover, man. And it just, it's like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, y'all say we cape on here, but the truth of the matter is this. Black men, y'all got to get y'all shit together. Like, y'all just do, bro. Like,
I'm with you, man. Like, on some for real, all jokes, all of that stuff aside, to my brothers, you know, to men, if you have anger issues, like, period, let alone anger issues and relationships or whatnot. And you come, you know, like, a lot, anger is an emotion. And if it's an emotion that you can't control, please seek help, period. Relationships, just in regular life, so on and so forth. Because when you operate from that base, one thing you will be guaranteed, promised, is a destruction of your life in some sort. And possibly others, but definitely yours. Like, see, it ain't all jokes aside and all of that stuff, man. A lot of times when those type of events happen, there are always signs, you know, that it's going to go there.
Nobody wins.
You know, and I get the whole, oh, man, y'all be, because women be like that too, and this, that, and the third. And women do. You know, you do have some women who have anger issues and who will wild out as well, and I encourage help and therapy and whatever you need so you don't throw your life away. But brothers, sometimes we got to stop doing that shit. Like, when we building this black men, whatever, together, you got to just take ownership in the build. Don't deflect. I recognize a lot of times we do that, where it's like we could be talking about growth and it's, will somebody else do this? No, this is about what we going to talk about with us, you know.
My grandmother used to say, if you gotta kill me, then don't love me.
Real.
Like, for real. If you have to kill me, you don't have to love me. I'm okay. Right. I'll pass.
Right.
Of course, unfortunately, men committing these type of acts against women is not something that's new.
No.
But it is scary because these women are so young.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Rashad, there are signs that this was either coming. It's disheartening. It's really sad.
Yeah. I didn't want to jump off too deep, but it was just like, it's been back to back to back these past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Here in St. Louis. And it's like, man, bro.
And the thing is, I say this too, because for you YouTube listeners who like to just be how y'all are sometimes. I love y'all, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Where it's just kind of like, man, you know, it's always, you know, but you don't really know the full situation and you don't this. And that is true. That is true. But in these situations where what we're talking about, when people die, you know, and unfortunately in these situations, it's the woman that's killed and it's the man that's alive to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
That looks a certain way, obviously, you know, especially if he's the person who killed her. You know what I'm saying? Does it happen the other way? I'm pretty sure it does. But at the end of the day, my main point, if you have anger issues, if you're putting hands on each other in relationships, or one person is putting a hand on the other, however, if you got to kill me, bounce. We don't need to be in no relationship. If you got to put your hands on me, I got to put my hands on you. We got to take it to this level. And I've heard it so many times, if that happens, the person saying, I'll never do it again.
Yeah. And I agree. Women, and I'm a huge advocate for women keeping their hands to themselves as well. Mm-hmm. And that's because I'm raising sons.
Right.
You know, the first time that one of my boys come home and say that, you know, his little girlfriend put her hands on him.
Right.
She gonna have a real fight on her hands, and her mama can get it too.
Oh man,
for real. Hands. Because I'm raising boys who are gonna know. You know, you don't put your hands on a woman,
right?
But that doesn't give women the go ahead, the green light to put her hands on a man because he knows she's not gonna hit him back. Mm-hmm. Because women kill men too for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, you hear a lot of these stories on Snapped and stuff like that where a woman didn't get her way, throwing a temper tantrum, like. You know,
right.
The people at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kills them.
Yeah. I guess the safest thing for me to say about all of that is just there are signs. None of this stuff just happens overnight. You know what I'm saying?
But one thing you do find, too, is that when you have a man who is like truly, truly, truly abusive,
mm-hmm.
if he want to get you, he going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that I went to high school with. I don't know if he was her son's dad or what he was, but you know, she didn't want to be with him. She broke things off. Mm-hmm. He popped up under the guise of he wanted to see the kids, mm-hmm. and he stabbed her to death in front of her children.
Mm.
So, sheesh. You know, it's like there are ways, even if you break things off, like, mm-hmm. you know, the gaslighting and all that type of stuff. So we all just have to be very mindful you know, just pay attention to the signs. Get help, ask for help, call the police.
Mm.
You know, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you all a kind of personal tidbit that I live by. Right. And while, you know, matters of the heart are always extreme because those are typically the only things that can pull you off your rocker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anger is one thing, but when you angry at somebody you don't necessarily know, like that ain't, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's the truth of the matter. And I had this conversation with one of my guys a couple of days ago. Nobody in this world owes you anything, right? Like you wake up and make decisions every day. And when you're in a relationship or lack thereof, or you got a situationship, whatever you have going on with the other person, that person does not owe you anything. They don't owe you honesty. They don't owe you love. They don't owe you respect. They're making a choice to give, and you're making a choice to receive it and do the same. It's reciprocated, right? Mm-hmm. They don't owe you anything. And the sooner that you realize that, because relationships and love are just vulnerability. You're giving somebody the keys and you like, hey, take care of me. You know what I'm saying? But that may not be the case. Mm-hmm. It just may not. And they don't owe you that. It would be nice to think that they do, but it's just not it.
And I'm just going to say, like, that's real talk. And even how you jump into relationships, like the reason you jumped into the relationship, you know what I'm saying? How you value yourself, how you value relationships. Okay. But just how you value relationships, so on and so forth, man. Like all of those things go into what these treatments, you know, or what the treatment between two people will be. You know, some mm-hmm. people, that's why when it comes to the whole D and the P, you know what I'm saying? Well, if I gave you the P, then this. If I gave you the D, is that. Like, just all that kind of stuff ties into, excuse me, it just ties into the behavior, the value content, so on and so forth. My biggest thing, like I said, I agree. Nobody owes you anything. You don't owe anybody anything. When we jump into these relationships or get into these relationships, you know, not, and I don't want to speak lightly of relationships. Relationships are beautiful, but it's kind of a free for all situation.
Yep.
You know, if we're going to speak realistically about it, I'll tell you one of my little tidbits, and it's kind of like it's an offshoot of what we're talking about, but it does deal with things that can lead to abusive situations. And all abuse is not just physical. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, but for, you know, if I ever felt like, if I had the feeling that I needed to go through somebody's phone, IG or Facebook stalk them, or things of the sort, then for me, one of my tidbits is that it's either already over or we are at a very serious place in which we need to see if we can get like direct help, not walking around the situation, but dealing straight with trust issues, so on and so forth. Or we need, you know, we got to diffuse it.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, when you start going down those certain roads, in my opinion, very little come back from that. You know, it's not impossible, but getting inside of the Capitol building ain't impossible either. You know what I'm saying?
Relationships are more secure than security at the Capitol building.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. My women will appreciate this. Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac's wig is more secure than the Capitol building. Okay. Like, my lady listeners will get that.
I could tell when you said Potomac, that wig was on tight.
Me lacing up my chucks in the morning is more secure than security at the Capitol building.
Listen. But no, I agree with you guys when it comes to relationships. And this is coming from a woman who's been in a domestic violence situation. I've also been one of those women who have had those moments where I wanted to knock a nigga head between the washer and the dryer.
Mm.
But you have to know, as a woman, if I put my hands on this man, he might forget that I'm a woman and hit me back.
Mm-hmm.
Can I recover from that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like Rashad said, when you get to the point where you're going through phones or you feeling like you got to go through Facebook messages and all that type of stuff, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yep. It's time to go.
Brothers who owe back child support, getting a stimulus check, that money's more secure.
Actually, their stimulus checks are going to go to their baby mama's account.
You already know. You already know.
But yeah, people, just keep your hands to yourselves. I've been there, and I know how difficult it is.
She put the tea at the end of that shit too.
For real. Because women will lose themselves in a relationship and forget that she is in fact a woman. And try to, you know, I don't got time. I don't have time. If I ever try to risk my freedom for a man, if I gotta risk my freedom because I want to kill you.
Right.
That's okay. I'll pass.
Right.
Kill it, not her.
If you're gonna take away her freedom, fellas, tie her to the bed and make you enjoy it.
Tickle our feet with pickle-flavored feathers.
What the
fuck? Drench her body in grape drink.
Kool-Aid.
What movie was that?
Don't Be a Menace.
Yep.
To South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. People always say, it's Don't Be a Menace. It's out like, bro, you know it, Don't Be a Menace.
Right.
That title's too long.
Right, exactly. Well, I didn't expect us to go down that street, but
I didn't. It hit me, bro, so I had to kind of, because it was just, I was like, man, we talking about the Boosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, speaking of Boosh, like, these cats been out here knocking these women.
You put your head, you do certain things and end up in that prison, you're going to meet somebody named Boosh.
And you're going to get Booshed.
Right.
Booty bandit.
Yeah. That's a serious topic, too, man. We shouldn't joke about that, because that is real. That is real. That is real.
What?
What rape in prison?
No,
it's a real thing. Like, you know, everybody not there to partake in it.
Right.
That's I'm just not being funny, real. Though. Everybody not there to partake in
Alan,
it.
Don't do that.
I'm being
don't
serious
do
right now.
Do not do this to me.
I'm gonna leave it alone. We're gonna leave that alone. And fellas,
it reminds ladies. Me of all the any movie that
Walk Away.
What is that man that's in all the prison movies and he always end up getting tried in the prison movies?
Is it on? Are these Amazon Prime movies?
Speaking of Amazon Prime.
It's the dude. It's Stacy.
I knew who you was talking about, but I didn't want to say
his name. He always get tried in the movie.
I like Stacy, and I don't like that he always got tried. Because Stacy, he dope. I like him.
He went to prison for real.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
His real name, I know his real name, but the last
Stacey
name.
Stacy from the Wood.
Yeah. Boy, what's his last name? Pulling it up.
His name is DeAndre Bynes.
Why did I feel like it was a long ass last name? DeAndre Bynes is pretty much, you know, what it is. But salute to DeAndre Bynes, a great actor. Why do I feel like his he's not name? Yes, he is.
And he's not
DeAndre tight, man. You tripping.
What movies have he been tight in? Tell me.
The Wood. He had a little part in Dope.
He was very, he was a very.
He wasn't Dope. He was a security guard.
Which they say was actually a part two in an indirect way to The Wood, but, you know, it's same director. And then he was in that prison movie you talking about. He did a really good job in that prison movie.
I'm pulling up his bio now. Let's see.
He also got shot in real life a few times. Like, I think somebody tried to rob him or something.
I think so.
A few years ago.
And he was
kind of went downhill from there.
And he was in this independent movie. I cannot remember the name of this independent movie about this brother who became a writer or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yep.
It was the guy. What is the man's name? He was the security guard in the movie Detroit. I know what you're talking about. What you're talking about. That was a very good movie.
See? And he did a good job.
He was just good in it. But he always... He's on the B list.
Thank you, sweetheart. He's on the A list.
He's not. On the A list of what?
Actors, black actors.
He's not an A list black actor.
Yes, he is.
He's not. You think so? He's not. He's never had a feature role. He's always supporting.
But he has to get that feature. Well, I guess we both saying the
same
thing.
He's not Cuba Gooding Jr.
The Cuba Gooding Jr. B list.
Now what? He is. Yeah. Boys in the Hood. Well,
y'all can.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Bean list.
How?
Cuba has some movie. He had Radio. Radio, that was like a big, big joint.
Bean list.
That was not B list.
No, the movie could be A list, but his acting was B list.
No, he's not. He was in a movie with Robert De Niro. You can't be B or C list and have a leading role next to Robert De Niro.
You could.
He was in Jerry Maguire, Men of Honor.
So that's Tom Hanks.
Radio. Snow Dogs. I don't remember that. Hold on. He was in Norbit.
B minus.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Pause. You have a problem with the movie Norbit?
It's corny to me. It's corny.
You corny.
You corny too.
Wait a minute. Guys.
How about this? Hold on. Watch this. You hella corny. See what I did with that?
That's even worse, bro. Yeah, hella corny. You're just corny, you cool.
Hey, y'all know he was in Coming to America?
He was in Coming to America. Now, he did an A-list job in that.
He was in a barber chair.
Right. No, okay, I'm bullshitting. Cuba Gooding Jr. is an A-lister.
He was in Zoolander.
His brother might be a B-lister.
Yeah, his brother is definitely B or C, bro.
I wouldn't say C. I would say that Omar is maybe
Baby Boy.
I give him a B.
B-list.
B, yeah.
But he was in, he's had TV shows, though.
Yeah, he was.
Omar, he was in Smart Guy.
Smart Guy, yeah.
He's been on TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Look, wasn't he on Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah. He's still
B-list. He is in those Amazon Prime movies, though.
I saw one where he's smoking the cigar. Yeah. Look, so my whole point before the Harlem rudely interrupted me.
Stacey is not an A-list black
Stacey
actor.
Is an A-list. So there's a show on Amazon Prime. I am a fan of black films on Amazon Prime.
I am too. Me too.
It's a series, Chase Street.
Okay.
Check it out.
Chase Street. You heard it here first. Mm. Chase Street.
Who's another B-lister, Harlem?
Let's go. Before we get off, we're going to go 3 B-list and see if we agree. Y'all down with that?
Yeah,
all right, 3 B lists. Rashad, you go ahead. I got you.
I'm asking you for B listers.
No, you said Stacey from The Wood is an A list actor.
A lister. I'm going to throw a name at you. Mekhi Phifer.
A minus.
Oh, you was a
hater. Scream kind of put him.
That wasn't Scream. He was in I still know what you did last summer.
Yeah. He wasn't in Scream? Dang.
Nope. But if you think about, like, Mekhi has black movies. Like, he's done a lot of black films that to us are not B-list. Paid in Full is a staple in the black community.
Yeah. You did great. The crazy thing about Paid in Full is it's a true story, which is bananas.
Yeah, that's bananas, right?
Tyron Turner.
He's like C.
He's a B-list. You cannot do him like that when he gave us Menace to Society. You cannot. You can't.
Salute to Tyron. Tyron did an okay job in Menace to Society.
I've actually met him on a couple of occasions. He's like cool, one of my guys in Atlanta.
Cool, super cool.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta give him
And he's still fine. He's in the new movie with Hilary Swank and
Michael Ealy. I saw that. I didn't see the movie, but
he died the same way that he died in Menace to Society, getting shot with a shotgun.
Spoiler alert.
I wasn't gonna watch it.
It's a really good movie.
Right.
It is. Hilary Swank gave a very, very good performance.
So C+?
C. I give him B-. B-.
I said B-. She said. What did you say?
I said that he is black movie royalty.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Let's see. Mine's gonna be Morris Chestnut. B-list.
I'm gonna say B-list.
He's an A-list actor.
Where?
Yeah.
If you have movies that have gone to the box office theater and done millions.
Are we talking about skills? I mean.
So y'all telling me that Morris Chestnut doesn't have good acting skills?
He does. He's a B+.
Did you see how he died in Boys in the Hood?
Did you see the scene before that when he was telling Trey, he's like, I want to go to the army and make something of myself.
Right.
That was terrible.
It was his first movie.
That was terrible.
And I think he could have avoided being shot by a motherfucker with a double barrel out of a
I mean, especially as a football
player.
Why didn't
he just fall?
Like, I'm saying, why you run straight?
Okay, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's A.
Why?
So he's a producer, number one.
Does that make him an A-list actor, though? If we're talking about acting skills.
He made his way to me from C- to B++.
B+. two of them.
Don Cheadle, that's an A.
Don Cheadle's A, yes.
Okay, this is probably an unpopular opinion, but this person will always be a B-list black actor to me. Anthony Mackie.
I have to Google. That's why I know
who she's talking about. That's an A-lister.
Why? Because he's in Marvel movies.
Talent. Oh, yeah. He's been in Spike Lee movies and all that. He's a great talent.
Have you seen the movie Crossover?
No, I haven't seen Crossover.
Okay. Have you seen She Hate Me?
I've seen She Hate Me. Did a great job.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He did a great job.
He's in a new movie too. Some movie on Netflix about some heist or something. He's like a dirty cop. It was like a great movie, actually.
Right. Shamar Moore.
B.
Okay, I agree with you.
And he's only at
the Young and the Restless Shamar Moore.
He's only on the A-list because of the shows that he in. As far as a movie actor, mm-hmm. he's not, because he has like real shows. So he was Young and the Restless, and now he's what? Is it CSI or Criminal? He's on Criminal Minds.
I don't watch much TV.
He was on Criminal Minds for a long time, and he was really, really good. So I kind of just feel like it's based on like popular opinion.
So Morgan Freeman, A-lister.
For sure.
Are we running out of black?
Shout out to 21 Savage. He made Morgan Freeman a sex symbol, pause, because people were like really checking. They were like, Morgan Freeman's voice. Yeah. Oh my God. He sounds so sexy on the 21 Savage album.
Oh my God.
But think about it. You went from being an illegal immigrant to having your album narrated
by Morgan Freeman.
Like, dog.
So I just put in B-list black actresses in Google.
Oh, Jesus.
No Megan Good on that list.
No.
I got a Megan Good story. I'll share later.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the first, like, I think they're just pulling names of people, but they have Angela Bassett, Halle Berry, Viola Davis, and Keke Palmer as, like, the first few that pop up on here.
Angela Bassett.
Yes, and even on IMDb. B-lister celebrities, Chadwick.
Yeah, we're going to shut that down.
Yeah, I think us black people, we're much more critical.
Now, Kiki, is she a B-lister?
She made her come up on Disney, right?
I think so. We didn't really get familiar with Keke Palmer until Akeelah and the Bee.
Akeelah and the Bee.
Yeah.
I think she made her come up on Disney.
She did. But, you know. It is what it is. But Stacy from the Wood is not
A-lister.
An A-list black actor.
A-lister.
He's not.
So listen.
Neither is the man with the scar on his face.
Who? NBA Youngboy?
Mm-mm. The dude from The Wire. Seal? The dude from The Wire.
The dark-skinned
dude. Idris?
Mm-mm. It's the dark-skinned Michael.
Oh, yeah. Because he just played in Lovecraft.
Yeah.
He was in St. Louis at one point in time for a little while, wasn't he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he lived there for a little bit, like mm-hmm. maybe a summer or something. He was like working on some project, but he's like popping the Del Mar Lounge all the time.
I did damn.
Yeah, like you just pop in, like on some what's up. Like I just came out to have a drink type, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't know. Yeah. I think he's a very talented actor.
So, commentarians, give us a list. Who you think is a B-list, C-list, whatever. We can talk about that.
Tell me if Stacy from the Wood is A-list to y'all. That's what I want. I want to hear that. I'm going to post the question on my Facebook.
Jamie Foxx.
A-list.
A-lister.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. He's like a triple threat, too, so.
For sure.
Honor roll. He's way slept on to me. Like, comedy, musician, actor, bro. Like.
Crazy.
He's definitely.
And entrepreneur. What is
it? That makes him like a triple threat.
Yeah, he's sure. A triple threat.
Yep, because you think about it, he started as comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Moved on to singing because you know he was on okay, bet before I go there, the Wayans brothers.
Why was I just getting ready to say that?
Acting
collectively, yeah. Collectively,
I feel like Marlon has worked his way up,
yeah,
to being A-list,
yeah. What was that movie?
And Damon is A-list, Sean is regular to me.
I would put Sean as C. I'll put Sean to C. I'll put Marlon at B plus A. His son came right into the game, killing it. Damon Wayne's son. Yeah.
And then Kenan is more like he's the GOAT to me. He's just
But he only had Low Down Dirty Shame.
But he does a lot of like behind the scenes, and if you think about all,
and
the
we got to
get
into Ice Cube.
Yeah, you got to put Ice Cube on the A.
Whatever. Did Ice Cube discover Jim Carrey and put him on? No, he didn't.
Kenan Murder Payne.
Murder
Payne.
D.
I'm giving Murder Payne B.
I was cleaning up yesterday and I watched that movie.
Which one? Plug Love?
Yeah. The acting is so bad.
I'm giving them credit because that was the first, all you ladies who like the fat D-boys, you got the first fat D-boy sex scene ever in the history, I believe.
And he's standing, Sean says that every time, he's standing on that.
Because I was like, this is incredible. Like, I like realness, man. That's realness.
Oh, man.
The Stone Mac.
Yo, we are going to sign up. We talked about a lot today.
We did.
About a lot. So make sure that your home is more secure than the Capitol. Most of our homes already are more secure than the Capitol. I just we y'all got anything to say? Y'all say? Yeah, anything?
I'm being quiet.
Quiet.
You were really politically correct. I'm pretty sure we'll get some we probably will get comments off of this show. I'm thinking. Feel free to talk to us.
I think it just depends. And, you know, y'all know I always have to apologize when I'm on mommy duty. And I know people can hear it. Nobody has ever really said anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because we have just, it makes us a little bit more real.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us that it factor. Like, damn, Harlem is a real person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Young Six being here is just like a mom breastfeeding in public. That's all.
It's
same thing.
Yeah.
So there it is. Hey, yo. We out this thing. Straight out of Low Cash, SOLC Network, where you can find us. Kazi Society, shout out. We gone?
I think that's it.
All right, we gone.
All right. I don't like when my breast milk tastes like Kool-Aid.
Efeezy, hit us up.
What the fuck?
Peace.